if you're going on a journey for your like a big dream or you want to excel in an area, there's a lot of sacrifice. Can you talk about that? How did it feel like a young woman moving all around? Was that hard for you, or how did you work with that? Because I think a lot of us are afraid of that. We want to do this big dream, but can I really leave everybody to move to New York or whatever it is? Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, and I think that is something that, you know, every individual person just really needs to think about. And I mean, the first question is, you know, what is it that they want to do and why is it that they want to do it? I think like you have to figure out what answer that is. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you have people who are around you who can then feel that passion. And I think, you know, people who care about you do want to see you succeed and they do want you to be happy. So whether that is moving around or whatever, you know, whether it's they're being supportive one way, in the end, hopefully they understand, you know, and in the end, I think they'd want what's best for the person that they care about. So, you know, I think you first though need to figure out, is this something that you're willing to do? Like, how badly do you want it, right? And to me at the time, I was convinced that this is like what I wanted to do. And so, yeah, part of that was having to move around a lot. And, you know, my first job was in Reno, Nevada, which is a very small city in Nevada. And I was 21 years old when I moved there. So that was extremely hard because once you're out of college, you know, all your friends are like moving to big cities and they're all like living that cool city life. You know, you're like, you know, you're over 21, you're employed, and now you have this like freedom. Whereas for me, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm stuck in Reno, Nevada. Yeah. And it was really hard and it was really sad. And for news, you have to work a lot of holidays too. Yeah. So I know there's one story I remember. I had to work Christmas I've had to work many Christmas, but like this is probably the first Christmas I had to work away from home. And, you know, all my family, they were all gathered together for the holidays and they knew I was there in Reno and they, you know, were FaceTiming me. And I was crying because like I was alone. I was very lonely, you know? But again, that was like the sacrifice of me, you know, wanting to pursue this. Yeah, that was really hard. But again, and you know, this was just one of like many sacrifices down the line. But you know, I cried, I got over it, and I was lonely, I was sad. But in the end, I was like, well, I'm doing this for a reason. The purpose is like, I want to pursue this career, right?